exciting edition of The Woke Turning on The Woke. Back in October, Oprah's dry cleaner claimed that the religion of woke is the religion of truth. According to Gayle King, wokeism is truthism. For example, the theory that the WNBA is a huge embarrassing failure because of mythical misogyny and toxic masculinity. Under the religion of woke, that is not a theory, it's the truth. If you were praying to the woke oak tree and an acorn falls on your head, normal people would look at that situation and say, that's nature, that's what acorns do, they fall off the tree. Parishioners of Woke United Methodist, they would look at that as a sign. They would see it as direction, a calling. The oak tree is telling me I should change my name from Bill to Jill. Since Oprah's gardener believes wokeism is truthism, I wonder if she believes the truth that came from Steven Jackson this weekend. Well, KC, who in the hell is Steven Jackson? Steven Jackson is a former role player in the NBA. He was the definition of a journeyman player. If Draymond Green wasn't drafted by the Rainbow Warriors, if Draymond Green didn't ride Superman's cape for the past decade, his NBA career, it would have emulated Steven Jackson's. Throughout his 15-year career, Steven Jackson played for 9 teams. Probably most well-known for his participation in the Malice in the Palace back in 2004. After the death of George Floyd in 2020, Steven Jackson, he became a political activist. He was promoted from parishioner to deacon at Woke United Methodist, and he became an unofficial spokesman for the organization Black Lives Matter. Meaning, I guess Steven Jackson supports the destruction of the nuclear family while enriching the founders of BLM. Steven Jackson's also a member of something he calls Black Media. I've heard of sports media, I've heard of mainstream media, local media, I've even heard of new media, the media founded by Draymond Green, also known as garbage. But I've never heard of Black media, and I damn sure didn't know that Gayle King was a member of it, or now, at least according to Steven Jackson, a former member. And speaking of memberships, if you haven't already, hit the join button and become a member of the channel. A couple of you guys signed up over the weekend, Chris Bradford, JoJo H. I appreciate your support. I'm working on the Discord server, which will be exclusive to channel members. Also, members will receive 10% off of all merchandise, which will hopefully be launched later this week. A couple of weeks ago, though, Gayle King interviewed Dawn Staley on CBS This Morning. Obviously, very few people saw this interview live because no one watches CBS This Morning. I mean, it took 2 weeks for this interview to even get noticed. When it comes to morning shows on network television, Gayle King is the undisputed champ of huge embarrassing failure. Her show consistently finishes last place, trailing far behind The Today Show on NBC and Good Morning America on ABC, which I believe is still hosted by Jorge Katsopoulos or George Stephanopoulos. Who cares? It doesn't matter what his name is. During her interview with Dawn Staley, Oprah's shoe polisher committed a clear violation of the woke commandments. Gayle King had the audacity to admit that she was cheering for Caitlin Clark during the national championship. Not only did Gayle King admit that she was cheering for Caitlin Clark, she also claimed that we were cheering for Caitlin Clark. Well, KC, who is we? I have no idea. Gayle King didn't specify. I'm assuming that she was not including Charles Barkley when saying we, since, you know, their colossal dump on CNN was canceled. Maybe Gayle was talking about Oprah. Maybe she was talking about the dude in the triangle, Stefan or Stedham, Steedle. Whatever the fuck, you know who I'm talking about. The dude Oprah refuses to marry because she doesn't want him taking half of her wealth and the inevitable divorce. The point is, Gayle King claiming that we were pulling for Caitlin Clark to win the national championship, that was a clear violation of the woke commandments. Watch this clip for yourself. You tell me if there is anything even remotely offensive about this.
Was there ever a point during the game when you were worried? Because I got worried. We were all cheering for Iowa, of course, and Caitlin Clark. But for so many people, you've got their hearts. Was there ever a point where you were worried during the game?
Are you offended? Are you experiencing feelings of outrage? Did this admission from Gail King cause feelings of agony and pain? After watching that clip, are you searching for the preparation H to soothe the pain in your bruised caboose? For most normal people, the answer to those questions is no, no, and no. Not for Steven Jackson, though. No, 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 no! Well, according to Steven Jackson, the answer to those questions is yes, yes, yes. After seeing this clip of Gail King, Steven Jackson got on Twitter to express his fake outrage. He was upset with Gail King for violating the standards of the new media, which is ironic because I didn't think the media had standards. Mainstream media, sports media, new media, they're all full of shit. Steven Jackson, he started his soliloquy by claiming, "I don't consider Gail King to be a part of black media." Yeah, I highly doubt Gail King is bothered by this. I would assume Gail King wants to be considered part of the mainstream media. I can tell you with 100% certainty one group that Gail King is a part of, the group of huge embarrassing failures. But all kidding aside, I did not see anything wrong with what Gail King said. Who cares if she's a fan of Caitlin Clark? Who cares if she was pulling for Caitlin Clark and the group of role players from Iowa to win the national championship? How exactly is that disrespectful to Dawn Staley? If anything, Dawn Staley should appreciate Caitlin Clark. She's the first woman in the history of women's basketball to get people to notice and actually pay attention to it. Steven Jackson, he filed official charges. He evicted Gail King from whatever the hell black media is. Watch for yourself.
Gail King's supposed to be somebody that's big in the journalism space, right? And I don't consider her black media. But you cannot demean Dawn Staley like that. You talking to her about winning the championship, about going undefeated, and you have the nerve to get on there and say, well, we was rooting for Caitlin Clark. Who is we? All the black people I know was rooting for Dawn Staley. We all fans of Caitlin Clark, but the way you put it, that shit was trash. Yeah, I'm glad it's a new day in the media space. You know what I'm saying? Because you say you so intelligent, you don't even say stuff like that to somebody on the interview. You just demeaned her and made it about Caitlin Clark.
First of all, who considers Gail King to be a star in the journalism space? Gail King is the third wheel in the triangle with Oprah and Steedle. Gail King is last place in her own relationship, just like she is last place in the ratings. I'm just wondering, who considers Gail King to be a major star in media? I know who doesn't consider Gail King to be a major star. CNN. At a network desperate for star power, at a network filled with people who fail to get noticed, Gail King couldn't get noticed sitting next to Charles Barkley, one of the biggest stars in the mainstream media. Steven Jackson said something, though, that I thought was very telling. It's a narrative that I think we are going to see a lot this summer. I have a feeling, and I hope I'm wrong about this, but I have a feeling that the woke media is going to use Caitlin Clark to push a mythical racial division in sports. You heard Steven Jackson say it. All the black people I know were pulling for Dawn Staley. Last I checked, Dawn Staley wasn't on the court. How many shots did Dawn Staley make in the national championship game? Hell, how many shots did Dawn Staley make throughout the regular season? Dawn Staley made the same number of shots as I did. None. When have you ever heard someone claim they were pulling for a coach over a player? I was pulling for Jerry Sloan over Michael Jordan. I was pulling for Stevie Kerr over LeBron James. When have you ever heard that? I just have this feeling that the media is going to use Caitlin Clark to push a racial division. They already tried it this season with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. To the credit of those young ladies, they immediately shut it down, but the media, they were trying to pit them against each other. When Caitlin Clark was making millions at Iowa and Angel Reese was making millions at LSU, the mainstream media, they were trying to pit them against each other. Now that they are making minimum wage in the WNBA, I think it's going to get worse. This is pure speculation on my part, but I think the narrative is going to be, if you support Caitlin Clark, if you start watching the WNBA because of Caitlin Clark, you're a proponent of white privilege. You are guilty of mythical racism because you didn't support the WNBA before the arrival of Caitlin Clark. And God forbid you're a black journalist like Gail King and you publicly support Caitlin Clark. In that case, your membership to black media is revoked. We have seen this movie before. We have seen this same narrative in the NBA when white players are dominant. Remember last year when Kendrick Perkins refused to vote for Nikola Jokic as league MVP because he didn't want to see the award to go to a white player for the third time? We've seen the same thing with Gilbert Arenas, who, by the way, Gilbert Arenas hosts one of the worst shows on this platform. His show is absolute garbage. Shannon Sharp, hey, it's me, Shay Shay. When Ocho De Niro, or whatever the hell Chad Johnson's calling himself nowadays, when he's not available, the grown man who calls himself Shay, he replaces Ocho De Niro with Gilbert Arenas on Nightcap. When it's Ocho and Shay, show is great. When Gilbert Arenas is on the show, it is absolutely unwatchable. Gilbert Arenas is the definition of clickbait. He says things just to piss you off. Anyway, Gilbert Arenas, Cheryl Swoopes, the original Pooper Swooper, Stephen A. Smith, they have all shown their bias with white players who succeed in basketball. I'm telling you, it is going to get significantly worse with Caitlin Clark. Jokic is a great player, don't get me wrong, arguably the best player right now in the NBA, but he's not a mainstream star. Jokic isn't a cultural phenomenon. Caitlin Clark is. The media is going to use Caitlin Clark to further divide us. They are creating this narrative that if you're a black person, if you're a black member of the mainstream media, you're not allowed to be a fan of Caitlin Clark. You heard Steven Jackson say it. We're all fans of Caitlin Clark, but we are pulling for Dawn Staley. Translation? We appreciate Caitlin Clark elevating women's basketball, but we are hoping she doesn't win when competing against black players. And if that's the case, you can't be a fan of Caitlin Clark because she's always going to be competing against black players. But give me your thoughts on this. Steven Jackson expresses his fake outrage towards Gail King because she told Dawn Staley that she was pulling for Caitlin Clark. Are we going to see more of this? Will the media use Caitlin Clark to push a racial divide? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys later.